get that one out of your system? Is a difficult stone to get out of your heel?
Yep.
You have to flip the page at some point, don't you?
Yeah, you deal with it and move on. So it's tough to claw back there and have it go away from you the way it did. And we got a game tomorrow night.
You seem to be a little reluctant to just let it go. Do you want this one to kind of to marinate for a little bit and have an effect on your group?
If you can use it to bring that real strong level that I think we've done real well this year, then we'll use it. Yeah.
What do you think were some of the things that got you back into the game last night?
We got some pucks to the net. Wasn't a goaltending duel at either end.
It wasn't a good game for either team, but you guys went away from a lot of the things that you had done successfully in Nashville. From my perspective, you might have a different viewpoint, but is that just going to happen?
The second period, it was true in the second. And so we will look at the things that we need to do better, and then you'll watch the game twice from the other team's point of view. And they did to us what we do a lot of nights to other teams. They were good. They were really good in the second period. And they came off it in the third, and we got back on it.
Along the lines of what Gary was talking earlier on, so you meet with the team this morning. Is it good to kind of just let the guys flush their minds and get away from hockey this afternoon, or can you get away from it today?
We have a normal day. We have a hockey day. We'll work out off ice, and then deal with the video of things that we want to be better at. But no, you deal with it fully. And then you move on.
How about Florida tomorrow? Just a thought on seeing them for the first time here in a while.
Well, we'll get a different look than we had. They were coming off a long trip, and now they're right. And they've competed real hard and added a player that I think has made their group feel better about their team. They move the puck well. So that speed's going to be real important. It's not necessarily an overly physical contest, but it will be in the one-on-one battles that you need to win so that they don't have room to generate that speed. They've got some nice skill up front, and they can finish.
Will you share your starting goalie for tomorrow?
Like with the other team? Hope not. Yeah, I've got my guy picked. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay. On that topic, and I'm not asking who's your starting goalie,
Did
the events of last night make it more difficult to make that decision, because you could argue that both guys kind of for various reasons.
Yeah. I don't know. So if you have the other scenarios go and we win that game, is that more a difficult decision? I don't feel it's a particularly difficult one right now. I'm pretty clear on who's starting.
How'd you like Michael in the middle? I know you used him a bit there last year. Shook things up a little bit in the third?
Well, I liked what it did. It's not always about that player. It's about what also happens around him. I liked what it did for the rest of the group. Put some people on different sides of the ice and allowed us a different rotation for our two young centermen.